We're learning this course by the Rebbe Rashab. That actually, interestingly, yesterday was the Yortzeit, the anniversary of passing of the Rebbe Rashab. Okay, so in 1920, we're learning this course about the unity of Avaye Velekim. These two names of God are truly one thing. And then the Rebbe went into a very, so to speak, long thing about challenges in life. That the purpose of challenges in life is to elevate yourself to a higher level than what you were before. Who? What comes out of all the things that we mentioned before? This is all the work, spiritual work, of course, that is expected from the person. You should unify these two names of God. What does that mean? This idea of unifying, you know, in Kabbalah's Sfarim, in books of Kabbalah, it talks about unity and the unity of God and unity of it. What does that mean? Okay, the Rebbe is explaining. You should know, Ne'emana is like really know, this name, which is called Elohim, it doesn't really conceal on Shemavaye. On this other name, the Shem Elokim u'atzmus arin seif kimo Shem Avaye, because these two names actually are the essence of God. Ve'etzem enemastir aletzem, and the essence cannot conceal on the essence itself. Like I could put my hand on top of my head, but that doesn't mean I covered myself. I just covered my head, whatever, but not because my hand is also part of me. So I'm not covered. I'm not really covered. It's like a person without any clothes, nude, and doing like this. What? Are you really covered now? No, you're not. I'm sorry. You continue being without clothes because it's yourself. It's just your arms, whatever. You should know also that the creation comes from the name Avaye, Yudke Vavke, Tetragrammaton, whatever, for letters, I'm sorry. The Avaye, who may have a kol nivra, this name creates all the creations. And all the garments and clothes of this other name, Elohim, they do not really conceal and hide at all. Kim Adraba, on the contrary, these concealments bring the light to a lower place, bring down the light, so to speak. I know. What does that mean? It means that even these limited ourselves, these limited creatures, creations, whatever, there should be projected the light of this holy and so abstract and high name to create the creatures and to give life to the creatures. Like, again, Shem Avaye, its role, its purpose is to create, to give life, to sustain. Shem Elokim, its purpose is to give, so to speak, to give room to the creature to exist. Because Shem Avaye could create us, can do whatever he wants, but whatever, he's Hashem, but he could create us. But if there wouldn't be a concealment of God, we wouldn't see ourselves. That's the problem. We wouldn't exist ourselves. We wouldn't even perceive ourselves. Not at all. Not at all. Ubechol makim shehu, and in any place, nimshach lo shefa or vechayus mishimavaye. In any place in the creation, it gets projected the flux of energy, whatever, the energy and the light and the livelihood from Shimavaye, from this name, God. So, again, name Elohim, the Shem Elohim generates the sensation that I exist. I'm here. But who's really creating Shem Avaye? This is what the Rebbe explained like in so many pages already. That's why you have to be actually tied up and unified with this light and livelihood. Godly livelihood that it's projected towards you. Don't be connected, so to speak, with the garments and the concealments by themselves. No, don't focus on the concealment. You should focus on the light of God that gets projected through these concealments. As I'm going to explain this later in more detail. And when this thing, that means this unity with God, this attachment to God, etc., comes to a person through challenges, then you reach even a higher level of revelation of God, of light of God, etc. That means the revelation of God that is beyond nature, etc. Point. Now, what is the Rebbe saying over here? The way I understand it is like this. We live in this world. Okay, that's fine. And this world conceals God. We don't see God. We open the eyes, we see whatever things. We don't see God. Can you understand, and I stress this word, can you understand that there is a God? Yeah. It's something rational. Things don't get created by themselves from nothingness. Okay. Different ideas in different books. Very nice. I understand. I'm not saying I believe. That's a different world. I understand that there's a God. And if you don't understand that there's a God, it's because you don't want. Not because you can't. Those that say that God doesn't exist, they don't want God to exist. Because life is, quote unquote, easier and, quote unquote, funnier if God doesn't exist. I can do whatever I want. I can kill my neighbor. I can do whatever I want. Nobody is going to tell me what I have to do. Okay, so I can understand that there's a God. Do I see God? No. No. I can only see him with the eyes of my intellect, so to speak. Point. Then comes a nisayon. Then comes a challenge. Challenge in life. Problem in life. And a person actually goes over the challenge. The person actually passes the challenge, and then that's the last line of this particular paragraph, and then you get a revelation of a higher light that goes beyond nature, because the previous quote-unquote light, I understand that there's God, is within nature. It's by actually understanding nature and analyzing the nature, as it says in Choyves Alevavos, in the duties of the heart, the whole contemplation, look at the creation, look at the wisdom of God in the creation. Very nice. Great. I understand it. And I enjoy my connection to God. But that's within the world. Through a challenge, through passing challenges, a person can reach something higher than that. In the words of the Rebbe, a revelation of something higher, which is beyond nature. Now, how does it express itself in yourself? I don't know. It's a feeling. I don't know. But this is what the Rebbe is saying. Now, after this whole explanation of 3, 4, 5 pages of what's Avaye, what's Elikim, what are challenges, now we can start understanding what actually gave beginning to our whole discussion. Now we have to understand what's the connection of this knowledge. Now we have a tremendous knowledge. Wow, amazing. But wait a second. God was saying that this knowledge is directly connected to going out of Egypt. What's the connection? That's the question that actually fired everything. After we understood, we understood Avaye, Velekim, and all of that, we have to understand what's the connection of that through to Yetzias Mitzrayim and Knisas Haaretz. To two points, two ideas, going out of Egypt and going into Eretz Israel. What's the connection? That when, now that you know this, now you can go out of Egypt and you can go into Eretz Israel. Why? Shal Yedei Yetzias Mitzrayim and Knisas Haaretz Yavol Yediyazu. Through going out of Egypt, the other way around. Through going out of Egypt and entering the land of Israel, now you're going to reach this knowledge, the Avaye Velekim Kulachat, that these two names of God are actually one thing. What's the connection? Acha inyanu, the idea is like this. The Ine Isa bePri Etz Chaim. It's written in Pri Etz Chaim. Pri Etz Chaim is a book of Kabbalah, of the Arizal. The Arizal didn't write anything, his students. very difficult book to learn, very difficult, because it's so cryptic, so it assumes you really know what you're reading, and now I'm going to teach you more than that. Whatever, Prietzheim, difficult book to read. It says over there, the Israel shayu b'shibud Mitzrayim ayo gilgulei haneshamos shel Dor HaPlaga. The Arizal writes over there, again, he didn't write, the students, but the Arizal says over there that the Jewish people that were actually slaves in Egypt, they were gilgulim, they were reincarnations of the souls of the generation of the separation, the Tower of Babel. End of Parshas Noach. Ve'ashibud b'choymer v'levainim haya lesakin chet v'teilayim ha'levain ha'le'oven v'chul. And Arizal says furthermore, this whole slavery with choymer and levainim. Choymer means the material with which you do actually bricks and the bricks. All of that the Torah says clearly, that's what happened in Parshas Shmos to the Jewish people. That was a way of repairing a sin. Which sin? The sin of the generation of the building of the Tower of Babel. What does the Torah say over there? But Ilahem Levin al Oven. Since in Babel there are no stones, they used to make bricks. And therefore the brick functioned in the building of this tower, etc., functioned as stones. So we see the same word, bricks. The people of the building of the Tower of Babel, they made bricks. And the Jewish people made bricks to fix that sin. That's what that is a rice. And it's a typical thing, take it or leave it. This is what that is a rice, that's it. We usually take it, and that's it. Whether you understand it or not, it's a different problem. This is what that is a rice. Tzrichim l'oven. We have to understand, chila first, chet b'raflaga. What was the sin of these people? Of the building of the tower. What, tell me what the problem really was. If you read the psukim, the verses in the Torah, you don't really get what the problem was. It doesn't say. What's the transgression over there? They wanted to make a whole city. They wanted to make a very high tower in the city. And they were all together and said, and God says, I don't like this. And then he separates everybody. So what's the problem? You want to build a city? It's full of cities, big cities. Now, let's understand a little bit deeper. What's the problem over there? Haflaga, the word haflaga, ulashon plukta machlokes. It comes from the word division. Plukta means a division, a partition. Machlokes means discussions, arguments, bad arguments. That's what machlokes actually means. Because, of course, we can argue many, many things, but there are ways of arguing. Machlokes means I'm arguing because I want to argue. That's it. It doesn't really matter what. I'm just arguing. I know that means she flee with freedom and shema vayit l'shem Elokim. This is the classical Kabbalah explanation of the problem, the sin of the Tower of Babel. The problem wasn't just to build the city. Go build cities, I don't care. The problem is that they wanted to separate haflaga, lehafrit, to separate between these two names of God, the name Avai and the name Elohim. We just explained the whole thing. The Rebbe is just starting, so beer with the Rebbe, with the Rebbe Rasha. We just gave a whole explanation that these two names are one thing, and they don't conceal it, etc., etc. They wanted to separate between these two things. No. God is God in the heavens. Don't bother me. I live in the earth. Don't come to me with divinity and godliness and get out of here. If God wants something with me, let him come down here and let him talk to me. In the meantime, I'll do whatever I want. The structural idea behind this is, let's separate between these two names. The infinity of God, no. That's for the heavens. I'm not against God himself. He exists. Nice. But in the heavens, infinity. Down here, real world. Real world. If I have to, for whatever reason, I want to kill my neighbor, I'll kill my neighbor. No problem. No, but God says, what do you mean God? He said, that's in the heavens. Down here, no God. ועניין הפירוד הוא כשחושב שהשם אלוקים מסתיר חס ושלום באמצע השם הוויה. What's this whole separation thing when a person considers actually that the name Elohim really conceals, God forbid, on the Shem Havayah, in these two names. וממילא יחשב שכל הנעשה בעולם הוא משם אלוקים עצמוי. Automatically a person is going to consider that anything that happens down here is actually from Shem Elohim itself, not from Shem Havayah. Parenthesis. הוא עניין עזב השם את הארץ, כמו שהסבר. This is the whole thing of God left the earth. As I will explain, when the Rambam, the Rebbe doesn't say this, but when the Rambam explains the laws of idolatry, he has a whole long introduction to the laws of idolatry. And he explains basically this idea. One of the steps of idolatry originally was that the people thought God left the earth. He's not taking care of us anymore. You can do whatever you want. Velachen, therefore, umechashiv esayelemos yesterim leikar. A person considers the concealments, these hidings of God, that's the reality of life. In other words, and this is what the Rebbe is talking about, when a person has a problem, a challenge, you can look at the challenge as a real problem, reality. The reality is that I'm having this problem right now, or you can look at it as God trying to tell you something. And that depends on the person. And the worst part of this is that the Rebbe is saying, if you consider the challenge a real problem, you don't believe in God. I'm sorry, you forgot about God. That's the real problem. It's a way of idolatry. So it's one of the steps of idolatry. Umimela, automatically, when a person has the wrong focus on things, on reality, a person gives himself completely to the external conduction of the world. I'll explain this in a second, what it means. I'm sorry. And this prevents you from godliness completely. What does that mean? Take a Jew. A Jew is supposed to keep Shabbos. The seventh day, you don't have to work, etc., etc. And if you have a store, you have to close the store because you can't sell, buy, etc. in Shabbos. But you know what? All the other stores are open in Shabbos. And people, because people don't work in Shabbos, they go buy in Shabbos. So you should open your store and you're going to sell much more in this particular day than the other days. You're stupid if you close in Shabbos. You should open in Shabbos, maybe close the rest of the week and just open in Shabbos. You're going to sell more. This is what the Rebbe is saying. A person gives himself or herself to chitzonius hanagas ha'olam, to the external conduction of the world. You behave like the world behaves. And you forget about God. And this is completely the opposite, opposite to the unification of Havaye ve'elekim. She'en shum davar mastir klal, which we explained a lot, that nothing conceals in front of God. Kim adraba, on the contrary, kol esterim en bishvil agilui, all the concealments are for a greater revelation. Hainu le'avies, or le'mata mata madriga tachtoines, to bring this light down to the lowest levels, this light of godliness. Veze kol inyan elemos esterim, this is the whole purpose of the problems in life. Bichdei le'aviu le'gal etzes ha'or, to bring down and to reveal godliness. And just as we really longly explained, in this old example of how a teacher teaches a student, all these contractions and all these investments in different examples, strange examples of other things, etc. All of this is in order to bring the revelation of the ideas in the mind of the teacher to the student. And it, like, the Rebbe is trying to talk about God, and he gives an example of a teacher and a student. What are you talking about? It's a weird thing. It's different. Yeah. That the whole purpose is to bring the idea of godliness in our minds. עד שעד ידי זה יבוא גם לקיים לעומק חוכמה שרה וכולי. To the point that through these examples, etc., etc., with the passing of time and deepness in your mind, etc., you will reach the deepness of the wisdom of the teacher. Definitely. וכן הוא למעלה בעניין הווי ולוקים כנל. And this same thing happens in, with these two names of הווי ולוקים, as we explained before. וממילא, אור מעריקלי, הרי האור האלוקי שנשפע על ידי הלבושים האלמוס הוא העיקר. אור מעריקלי, the light, the godly light, that bring, comes down through these whole investments and garments, etc., etc., and concealments, that's the main thing. Godliness behind it, that's the main thing. ולאו יהיה דבוק ומיוחד בוי בקיום התיר והמצוות. And you should be attached to that and unified to that by fulfilling the Torah and the commandments, whatever commandments are. ואין שום דבר המוינה ומעכב יישום אלוקות. There's nothing in the world that prevents you from being connected to godliness. Parenthesis. ואם האלם עוזמדים לא ינגד למוינה המתיר ומצוות. And if you really, the concealments are really standing against you and preventing you from learning Torah, from fulfilling the mitzvahs that you're supposed to do, etc., Yamoid v'nisayon, you should stand in this challenge. Connect them against these problems. Shelo yiyeh lo shum menaged u'menia klal. There shouldn't be any opposition and any concealment at all. Any prevention at all. Ve'al yidei zeh yavo oid legilu yor elyon yoyser chule. And he repeats the same words we learned in at the beginning of the class. And through passing the challenge, you will reach a revelation of a higher light. Of a higher light. Omnam. However, inyan aflaga kishemafilchas v'shalem chule, zehu epech legamre. This whole story of separation, the generation of the separation, the truth is, interestingly, in the texts, is not so much called the generation of the Tower of Babel. It's easier to call it like this because that's what they did. In the texts, as far as I know, in all the texts, whatever, I didn't learn everything, but it's called Dor HaFlaga, the generation of the separation. That's the main thing, separation. Why? Because everybody got separated and went to different places, different languages, etc., etc. That's the whole point, separated between these two names. God is a spiritual thing and the world is a material thing. Don't bother me. I'll open the business in Shabbos and I will sell a lot. Chas v'shalom. God forbid. Mezu shekot shemar David, I'm sorry, gavei dor haflaga, nase lanu shem. That's why it's written in the Torah over there. Let's make a name for us. Ve'isa b'medrash rabo, perek lameches. And in the Midrash, it says over there in the chapter 38, Tani Rabbi Shmuel ein shem el avodah zara. What did they really want when they're talking about a name that's talking about idolatry? That's what they did. That's what they wanted. The chet dor haflaga haya chet avodah zara. Their sin was the sin of idolatry. That's what they actually wanted, to do idolatry.